An estimated 10% of Afghanistan is controlled by the opposition Northern Alliance. Its territory is divided between the northeastern Afghan province of Badakhshan and the Panjshir Valley, a strip of mountainous territory that terminates just north of the capital, Kabul. Only one mountainous road connects the two regions. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Anjuman Pass.
A small avalanche has blocked travel up a treacherous mountain road, forcing the passengers of two stranded trucks to throw rocks down a mountainside as they work to clear the way for their vehicles. This is the only land route to the Panjshir Valley. Like almost all roads in Afghanistan, it's an unpaved, rocky trail that winds along steep mountains and gorges. At the avalanche site, a horse on its way up the mountain snorts steam into the cool air. Even though it's loaded with bags and a rider, the horse steps easily around the stalled trucks. The rider, a man named Barakat Allah, is taking wool to the Panjshir Valley. In this country, horses and donkeys are stronger than jeeps, he says. I can travel here in the winter long after the snow has stopped all the trucks. Within minutes, snow starts to fall. Hours later, it's still snowing at a crude truck stop below the heights of Anjuman Pass. Here, a convoy of trucks prepares to cross the last snow-covered mountain before the beginning of the Panjshir Valley. Truck drivers start by attaching heavy chains to the massive wheels of their overloaded Soviet-made Kamaz trucks. Most of the trucks are loaded with United Nations humanitarian aid, clothes and food for people down in the valley. But the snow has come earlier than usual this year, and the truckers are worried that they won't be able to make it over the pass. It's a hard, hard trip, says a driver named Sadwadin. Every year the pass gets snowed in. I've had to spend entire winters stuck in the valley. Each winter, snow buries the road over Anjuman Pass, blocking the valley's only supply road until spring. If the cold weather continues, the truckers say they may be the last convoy to drive through. Though they risk getting stranded on the other side, the drivers are in good spirits as they start up the icy road. It quickly becomes clear that if the pass isn't closed already, it's likely to be shut down soon. One by one, half of the trucks are brought to a stop by the steep roads, snow and ice, including one Kamaz filled with boxes of weapons, no doubt an important shipment for Northern Alliance troops facing Taliban front lines down in the Panjshir Valley. And as if on cue, Northern Alliance soldiers appear from the top of the mountain, hundreds of them all walking down the pass. These are elite troops from the Alliance's 01 Division, all forced to walk after their vehicles got stuck in the snow. Mohammed Nadir, the division's commander, says his men are traveling from the Panjshir to the northern front line at a town called Dasht-e Kala. It's normally at least a three-day drive. We hope to win some victories in the north before winter, the commander says. When asked whether the closing of the pass will hurt the transport of food, weapons and soldiers, Commander Nadir insists the alliance has other available supply routes. The soldiers don't share his confidence, though. Before the division goes marching into the cold night, several of the commander's men ask around at the truck stop for a ride to the front line. And one officer asks a journalist to make a satellite phone call to headquarters. Please ask them to send us vehicles, he says. We have no food and no place to sleep tonight. At lower altitudes in Afghanistan, daytime temperatures still go up to 80 degrees. But the scene here at Anjuman Pass offers a glimpse of what challenges troops will face in the coming months. Observers say during winter, fighting in Afghanistan comes to a halt. More ominous, however, is the effect the weather will have on emergency aid shipments to millions of hungry Afghans. Winter hasn't even set in yet, but aid workers warn that entire communities are already on the brink of starvation. Ivan Watson, NPR News at Anjuman Pass in northern Afghanistan.